You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to Footballers Season 2, Episode 31. We have a ton of new content to break down, and who better to do it with than the pioneer FIFA podcast himself, Matt Lamborn, and market expert, foot trader, Right Foot. But before we get into today's show, I just want to thank each and every footballer sponsor and supporter. We really appreciate you guys. Everything you guys do, help us out on the back end for editing and getting shows out on time each and every week. I also want to take this time to remind our listeners that Dave W. from the Discord is doing a fundraiser for Alderhey Children's Hospital. It's for his daughter. He's going to be attempting to break the world record for most hours played on FIFA, and he's going to be doing that on the RAF Esports Twitch page, and that's going to be March 4th through 6th. Even if you can't give, be sure to go through there, show your support. Dave, we appreciate you. Good luck. Let's get into the show. Welcome back to Footballers. Paul, thanks for joining us this week. How are you?
I'm good. I've had a nice relaxing weekend. It's been good. I've played a bit of FIFA today, but generally okay. Yeah, it's been a nice weekend.
Yeah, I've enjoyed myself as well. I haven't played a ton of foot, but that's neither here nor there. Mets, how are you doing?
I'm just getting over my COVID booster jab that I had on Friday, so I've been pretty much wiped out all weekend. I've done a lot of sleeping, so no competitive foot. It was a conclusion to the week on squad battles, doing some silver stuff that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. So, apart from feeling like shit, it's been okay. I can't complain.
Apart from feeling like shit, it's been all right. Yeah.
It's better than being dead, I suppose.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Can you stick a magnet to your arm now?
Yeah, I'll give it a go, yeah.
I opted out of my booster jab because I had enough 5G the first time. I was walking underneath a bridge and I started sticking to the side of it. So I figured, you know, the first one was enough. But talking about sticking to silver, what about Silver Stars here? What do we think about this Silver Stars promo as a whole, the timing? Paul, I want to come to you first on this one.
I think it's okay. I've jumped on it a little bit today and it's been fun when I've played other people with crappy silver teams, because I haven't done any silver stars really apart from Phil Jones, and I have done KDB and Alana now, so I've got one or two decent players, but a lot of people I'm coming up against have got full silver meta teams and they're absolutely smashing me, and that's not fun. I feel like it's a bit late in the day for it.
You don't like getting smashed?
Depends who's smashing me. I don't like getting smashed by 15-year-old boys.
What?
I don't.
I mean, does anybody? I don't even know what that's like.
I don't know either. Let's go past it, but yeah, I don't.
Sounds like you do.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Damn, that sounds adolescently horrible. Matt, what do you think about the promo as a whole? Are you spending much time on it? A lot of packs to be found here in the grind.
Yeah, I haven't got into the competitive online aspect of it just yet because I've not been well, but I intend to. I think as a premise, I think it's a cool alternative to your normal sort of weekend league competitive game loop. It's nice to play with some players that we're not used to sort of seeing on a regular basis, players some leagues that we don't normally get to try, that kind of thing. The gameplay generally will be more fun stroke goal heavy, because no matter how much they juice a lot of cards, there's not a great deal of very high rated or stats laden defenders, particularly centre backs and goalkeepers and silvers. So scoring shouldn't be too much of an issue generally. So the gameplay should feel a lot better in that respect. So when you take all that into consideration, I think this is a cool thing to do on a temporary basis, a little break from the usual grind. My concern though, overall with it, is what kind of message it sends out to people about the whole gameplay experience for foot in general, if people start to consider that this break into silvers, albeit temporarily, is more fun than their normal sort of gold meta-driven gameplay. I think that will start to kind of reveal some of the cracks in the whole EA system in general. And the other aspect of it is that we're not having a true sort of silver experience where we're just using normal silver cards, 74 rated, no team of the week cards, etc., etc. A lot of these SBC cards that they've brought out or objective cards are actually really good gold cards, just 74 rated, particularly if we take this Cyprien card that's come out today as an example. That's in the Hullet gang. It's 80 plus stats overall on everything. It's going to be very usable in competitive gold gameplay if you've got a French team. So we're going to start seeing a number of these cards that are silvers that were intended to be a very temporary experience are going to start popping up in gold gameplay. And I've seen a lot of streamers this weekend using the Langa, for example, to great effect. So there's going to be some residual long-term impact from this. But in general, I think it's a cool gimmick, though I doubt it would have happened on any other weekend where we hadn't just had released, say, last week, Horizon Forbidden West and Elden Ring that's come out this week and become the number one game on Twitch. So they know there's going to be a big drop off in players doing other things. And this was realistically the only time of the year they were going to be able to drop something like this in without it upsetting the apple cart too much.
Yeah, I definitely fell into that exact trap. Downloaded Horizon Forbidden West, and I haven't looked back. It's you know, truthfully, I was looking for an alternative to FIFA because my experience in FIFA has just been horrifically inconsistent the past few weeks, really since the last patch. The game feels different every time you log on, and I just got tired of making it trying to make it work. So ended up downloading Horizon Forbidden West, and I think I've logged probably 22 to 24 hours in that game over the past 3 days. Just literally consumed my entire life. That game is such a breath of fresh air for me personally, because my experience has been so bad in FIFA lately. But that's not to say that everybody has this experience, but if you are experiencing bad gameplay, I would encourage everybody to just take a break. Take a breath, go do something different. You know, don't sit there and get frustrated with the game and let it ruin you, because it will. This is why I'm not messing with the Silver Stars promo.
Has it been fun playing Horizon?
Oh, absolutely. It's extremely fun. It's a single player game, mind you. So if you're not into single player games, that's not for you. But the ability to just roam around a huge map, do whatever you want, and have responsive gameplay and not get frustrated, to me, is what I needed. I needed a break from it.
But isn't that why we do it? We do it to have fun, whether it's FIFA or Madden, whatever it is, we do this to have fun, you know? And if you've not been having fun on FIFA, why the fuck not go play a different game for a bit, have a break, come back in a few, you know, a week or two. You might start having fun on FIFA again. If not, play your game.
Hey, you know who else came out and said that he stopped playing Foot Champions this week? Kylian Mbappe, the man on the cover.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, so I heard that the Mbappe thing was because it was affecting his real-life game or something.
Yeah.
Go figure. Like, yeah. The whole like grindy aspect was affecting his real-life in-game performance, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, he said, quote, "I stopped playing Foot Champions because it started affecting my mind." So there's that.
Did Dembele have the same issues a few years ago, the Barca winger? I think he had a few issues with gaming addiction. I think it was FIFA and
I think he's just got sketchy mental health, to be honest, in general, mate.
Yeah.
Diogo Jota seems to do okay, though.
Yeah, Jota seems to smash it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into some of these cards a little bit. I think there's a lot of these cards that you can't just judge it off the face of it and say, oh, 74 rated Cyprian, this is stupid, this is dumb, because if you really dig into it, you slap a backbone on him, you're going to have an 87 rated CDM with 80 pace and then 87 defending, 88 physical, great dribbling, great passing. So there's definitely some diamonds in this promo that you can use going forward.
Have you noticed much market impact, Ricey? Because every one of these new silver souped-up cars that comes out in an SBC requires a full team of 83s, which have been undervalued all year. So imagine we're going to see a little bit of a shortage on those now.
Yeah, I've been listing mine up for lasers since these SBCs came out on Friday, and they've been selling. There has been a rise anyway, but I've just been listing them for lasers, and they have been selling. I've been selling my silvers as well that link to some of these cards. They've gone crazy, some of them. I just noticed some of my French League silvers have just sold now when I've looked. So it has had some impact, but the market itself has flown this week, and since we didn't get a big promo on Friday, the market has absolutely exploded. Some cards are up, you know. I've been looking at some cards and they're up 20%, 30%, some of them, which is mad. It's nice, but it's mad.
You mentioned exploding. Things have been exploding in Ukraine lately, and that has also impacted the foot trading market. And I'm sorry if that take isn't popular, but we have to have some sort of comedic relief in situations like this. We did see a lot of trading going on in the market regarding Ukraine club items, themes, kits. I think several of them are actually extinct at the moment. So if you have those in your club and you aren't getting on the bandwagon of putting Ukraine shit in your club, sell it, make a max profit on that. So there's that. Paul, what about Kevin De Bruyne, the flashback? Have you done that one?
Yeah, I did it, and it's all right. It's much, much better than most of the other silver cards in there. It does feel like a decent gold card. His shooting is insane, but that's mostly because the silver goalkeepers are absolutely trash. But he you know, you can sort of shoot from anywhere, but it's insane.
I know a lot of people are excited about this Pogba card. I've heard a lot of people say he's really good. Haven't tried it. Mets, did you get this one? He's a bigger guy. It's kind of fits your bill typically.
Yeah, I think the thing about this one is that it's quite slow, so you're not going to feel massive impact in silvers, especially as everyone's going to start upgrading their midfield with other special cards, especially like Joe Linton, who looks absolutely beastly as far as silver's concerned. But I haven't got around to using it yet, but will do later this week. I have used KDB, and that one does play very strongly relative to the type of cards it's playing against. Feels quite similar to how his gold card would have done in the first couple of weeks of Ultimate Team. And comparative to a lot of silver midfielders, he can drop long-range bombs on either feet, which you just don't really get in your typical non-special silver cards. So he has a massive goal threat. If people are trying to play with regular silver teams who haven't been doing silver stars, they're going to feel, I think, quite left behind by this point when you're playing against cards like Pogba, Joe Linton, and Kevin De Bruyne, to be honest, and Annie Langer, who is a legit decent gold winger at this point in the game. So whilst it provides a sort of novelty gameplay experience because you are playing against wanky defenders, quite frankly, if you haven't been keeping up, it's going to be difficult for you, I think. And if you don't have a bunch of 83s to drop into these SBCs, then the whole silver experience will be negated by the fact that you're going to be a bit left behind. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. These cards are good if you can afford them, but it ceases to be a fun mode if you're on the sort of budget side of Ultimate Team gameplay. You're not going to sink what few resources you have into a silver experience. So they're going to last a week or two.
Yeah, another flashback card that has really, the little bit that I have played it, I've noticed a lot of people using flashback Neymar and flashback Griezmann. And Griezmann, the one really who's been getting behind my back line. At first, when I saw the card, I was thinking, nah, he's okay. He's not going to be that good. But turns out he's actually a really, really good striker. He seems to move very well, and he finishes almost everything from ridiculous angles. Have you guys had a similar experience, or have you tried him?
I've not tried him, but I've played against him a fair bit this weekend. And when the card first popped up, I was talking to my friend about it, and it seemed really expensive. But Griezmann's one of those cards that in FIFA that just is one of those that just is niggly. He's always there in the box, a little bit like Ben Yedder, I think. He's always there in the box, finishes everything. And that's what I've found when I've played against this card this week. He gets in some really, really good positions and just scores absolute screamers. Always on the end of every little bit of every rebound in the box or every little mistake you make. Griezmann just seems to be there to blast one in the top corner. And he is quite expensive.
He's 450 on Xbox.
Yeah, so it's 450k on Xbox, which is a lot. But I think if you've got some fodder, you're running a La Liga team and you like Griezmann, why not do him? But there's other cards out there. French Ben Yedder, player of the month, were a lot cheaper, and he's probably as good, if not better. It's Ben Yedder. So, you know, if you love Griezmann, why not? But he is very expensive.
Yeah, he seems to be a really good card. But again, like you said, it's too pricey for me at this point when we're going to be getting fresh content every week, you know, going forward. Keeping with content, though, we did get a bunch of Man of the Match cards. Metz, what do you think about the Man of the Match cards they've been putting out recently, especially the higher rated ones from Champions League?
Yeah, I love these, if I'm honest. I think this is definitely the best way to go for your sort of non-premium promo content, is just base stuff on what's going on in real life, keeping people engaged, keeping them checking results to see what's going on, what kind of cards might drop. Just even as simple as the designs of the actual card, they look cool. So people who like amassing nice-looking cards or hoarding cool stuff will go for these. The players are relevant. They're reasonably well-priced in some cases, perhaps not the Conte one, but some of the other ones that are out. And you're also getting, in some instances, some cards that you don't necessarily see get special cards from teams and leagues that are underrepresenting the game. So this kind of stuff is a big win, as far as I'm concerned. I would much rather see them do stuff like this throughout the week rather than drop one team of the week where it's full of cars that people don't give a shit about, quite frankly. I think this is the way to go going forward. This is much better. You can get more cards from different leagues, regular content that's relevant to what's going on in real life. It's all good stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, real-time releases. It seems to be more popular with the community, a lot more people talking about it, and it just gives more variety. All right, I agree. We also got the João Felix, Bernardo Silva, and Verratti, Virgil van Dijk. I mean, all these cards are solid. I mean, Verratti is still kind of on the slow side, but again, if you use him in the right way, you could still use him at CDM.
Yeah, I use the rule breakers Verratti still in some of my lineups. Okay, the pace is a problem, but because he's so small, he moves faster than his speed stats suggest anyway, and he's super aggressive. He's just got that Kante-style tenacity, which just makes him a pain in the arse to shrug off if you're a player in possession of the ball. So he's a very capable card still, despite the lack of pace, which is unusual in Ultimate Team. He's not going to be like endgame meta or anything, but he will slot into a league earned stroke PSG team quite nicely, to be honest, at this point. It's just a matter of getting it for the right price. It might be ever so slightly expensive, but you know, that's totally subjective down to the user, of course. But I would still say that's a very relative card. And if you're a good left stick dribbler, that's going to be a truly epic card to use. If you're a good ball possession player, absolutely.
Yeah, makes sense. They have these Conference League Man of the Match cards too. Eredivisie, probably said that wrong, but there's a ton of those new cards hitting the market. So these cards aren't announced either. We mentioned that on our last podcast. Like, they don't push these, they don't promote these, they don't, you know, advertise them, which is really strange, but maybe that just costs them money for advertisements and stuff like that for teams to create graphics and visuals.
Yeah. But it also cuts down on the whole leaking aspect as well, right? If they're just pumping them out in real time, the leaker accounts can get hold of these things. And there is a very small turnaround time for these. If you base them off real life results and you want to get them out that night, you can't come up with promo content to put on Instagram and Twitter and whatever else. So it's kind of understandable. I forgive them for it a little bit. It'd be good if they made perhaps retrospectively a bit of an effort to say, okay, not the night they come out, but maybe the following day just to get the word out that these exist. Because if it wasn't for Footbin, I wouldn't know about them, quite frankly. So how can I go and find them on the market or know if I should open packs, etc.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good if we did have some information, because we don't know how long they're in packs for. You know, we don't really know anything, but I really like these because it adds to the team of the week card. So, you know, like we've got Virgil van Dijk now, he's just got a plus one. So if he gets a team of the week, it just keeps them up with the game, doesn't it, these cards. And the nice looking cards as well. The De Jong one, I like. It's not quite as good as his team of the knockout stage, I think it is, but it's still a good usable card. Kante looks really good. Virgil. But yeah, I really like these, and I like that they're getting them out quick. But yeah, we've got some, you know, Eredivisie, like you said there, Hunter. We don't get many Eredivisie cards, so, you know, it keeps everybody happy.
Paul, you mentioned before we recorded leakers. Leakers are still in the mud, and when Matt was talking about it a while ago, it kind of clicked for me. I haven't seen any of these cards leaked, you know, before they were dropped. So maybe they've, you know, caught on to something here with how to keep this stuff at bay and how to release new content. I know me personally, I like the surprise factor, but I don't care either way. If it's leaked, that's fine. I mean, it's not going to ruin my experience, but it is nice to get on and say, oh, wow, we got this and we got this. Like,
it does seem like they're making a real effort now with the leaks. You know, I think some of the leakers had said that Icon Moments were supposed to come today. And then they said it's postponed. And there's been a few times where they've said things are coming and they've not come, or they've, you know, they're saying that EA are actually putting loads of cards into the database to try and, we presume, is to try and sort of put a red herring out there. So it's good. It's nice that when Fridays come, you don't know everything that's coming. It's nice to get a surprise. It keeps a bit of hype in the game. And why should these leakers have control of the market and be able to monetize it? You know, I'm beating the same old drum here. It frustrates the life out of me. And it's, you know, it's not necessarily their fault, but, you know, they are. EA do seem to be doing something about it, so that's a good thing. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Mets?
Yeah, total agreement with what Paul just said. Anything to sort of slow down the flow of information before the general public can get it is a good thing. It doesn't really ruin my experience, like you said, Hunter, if we know what's coming before it arrives or not. But when a very small amount of the community have a massive leg up when it comes to the market and they're buying stuff up in advance because they know what's coming, then that costs everyone else a lot more. So one, if you're not a trader, you're already sort of behind the curve in that respect. And then if you're having to pay more for your regular items that you want because the people in the leak community are so far ahead of the game, then that just makes the whole market aspect less accessible for everyone. And it's not a fair system. And it's probably good for EA in general if they sort of get control of their sort of hype management, for lack of a better word. How difficult is it for them to get people excited about what's coming if everyone knows well before what is actually coming? From a PR and marketing aspect, it's a bit of a disaster for them. So they need to get control back, I imagine, before the next game comes out. So the fact that they're putting in some effort now before the end of this game cycle makes complete sense. And yeah, it seems to be working. So good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Before we go, we have one hot take from the community. George Coog wants to say that this promo is a great idea. He's referring to Silver Stars promo. It's a great idea. It really is. It needs to be around Rule Breaker time of the year, though. This will slow the power curve by a couple of weeks and give the Silver Star community some fun. Absolute dub of a concept. Huge L for timing. I couldn't agree more with that. I don't know where you guys stand as far as the timing of this. This would have been fantastic to kick the year off with. Replace one to watch. That's a dead promo. Start it with this next year. Everybody's all in from the start. You get usable cards, and you don't have to make them super juiced, but just something different instead of your standard gold cards to give more squad building. variety so that, you know, you don't see the prim teams every match. But I agree. What do you think, Matt?
I kind of disagree. I don't think it's fair to expect people to spend what few resources they have early on in the game cycle to have to build a really good gold team and a really good silver team. So I don't think that's a good way of going about things. I'm pretty convinced, having said the point earlier, so I'm going to ring my own drum here a little bit, or bang my own drum, I should say, that this only happened because of the release of Horizon Forbidden West and Elden Ring. They knew a lot of people weren't going to be playing competitive FIFA this time, so they did something a little bit fun and unique for the people who were sort of left behind, that didn't upset the apple cart too much in regards to the continuation of gold meta, etc. So it was a fun distraction whilst there was a limited player base around to enjoy it. Once Elden Ring in particular sort of drops off on Twitch and people complete that game and move back into FIFA or whatever games they were playing, I expect things to fully go back to normal. So this was just a one-off novelty. Silver isn't a big component of what EA are doing with this game anymore, so it's not going to be part of their focus at the beginning of the game, where they want to be making as much money from gold packs as possible, unfortunately.
Hmm. Gotcha. I can see that, though. It was more of a strategic maneuver rather than a planned maneuver.
I think so. I think they just probably had a dead area in their cycle, knowing that they were going to get a big drop off of the player base. So, okay, let's just do something fun for the few people who have been clamoring for it, and we satisfy them, we tick that box, and then we move on. Job done.
Hey, I will say this is a better way to fill that dead time than another fucking player days promo. Could you imagine?
but we don't get one of your funny Twitter exploits, so.
I would have been all over it, like stink on shit. We love the player days because the meme videos that we get to make from them. Paul, do you want to respond to George's hot take?
Yeah, I agree with George. I think that if we get this early on, some of these cards like KDB and some of the other ones, you can use those in your gold squads, your starter squads as you're moving along. And it sort of sets the scene for Silver Stars. People will be a lot more engaged with Silver Stars as the game cycle moves along, if they've already got a base, if they've already got some cards that they're doing, and EA maybe do a few more objectives or, you know, tournaments along the way so that you can get a use out of this. And I get it, Matt, they're not going to do that because they want to sell gold packs early on. But I'm pretty sure there's some way around marketing this so that they can kill two birds with one stone. Because if this were at the beginning of the game, I'd be all over it, because some of these cards are actually better than some of the gold cards that you put in your starter team.
That's the problem, though. It's like, how can you sell Neymar when Elanga is as good as gold Neymar is, pretty much? That's the problem, right?
Yeah, I think people will still, you know, you do an SBC, you price it right, and people will get involved. And I think, you know, we don't get that many decent SBCs early on, and you don't have to make them as juiced as these ones are, because that Alana really is juiced, isn't it? But you know, just keep them with the power curve that we've got at the beginning of the game. But you know, people will be a lot more engaged with silvers than I'm lying, but you know, some people probably will play it a bit more if they've already got a base silver team.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to talk about?
We got Lothar Matthäus mid at SBCs today and Prime Desai. And I just think that I'm a bit peeved, really, because I would have loved when Moments comes out, a Moments Lothar SBC, and they have wasted it on his mid. So, yeah. Desai's all right. Lothar's all right, but they are just all right.
When do we expect that to drop, the Moments SBCs?
Well, the leaker said today, so I'm presuming it's soon, because we've got a lot of the stats leaked and stuff, so I imagine Friday, maybe Monday.
Leaker's still mudded. I remember last year you could search for them in the database in the game, and you would see them in concepts, but they hadn't been released yet, so I imagine if you can see that, maybe in the short period of time after we'll get it, But we can also expect a new patch coming soon as well. They announced an additional patch a couple of weeks ago, but they identified another change that they needed to make, so they never pushed out the previous patch to consoles. So they're going to, I guess, merge these two patches together when they push it to consoles next. But nothing extremely meaningful on the gameplay side in foot from what I read. Just mostly aesthetics and something to do with when you play in Stamford Bridge, the way the lighting affected the visual aspect. But no huge gameplay changes expected, so we'll see what happens when they push it out. Hopefully they fix a lot of the visual ping glitches and stuff like that. But if you guys don't have anything else, then it's going to wrap us up. Paul, where can they find you on Twitter?
Right, foot, WRIGHTFUT, right, fucking foot.
And Mets?
At LamboMat1T on Twitter or say hello in Discord sometime.
Thank you everybody for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
Fuck squad battles.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.